We often talk about employment and the shocking statistic around the number of blind and partially sighted people trying to get into employment. It's not they don't want to work, it's that the old stereotypes and myths around sight loss can be a barrier for some employers. However, we are highlighting employers who are beyond the barriers, if you like, smash through those myths, and even one employer who has now achieved RNIB's Visibly Better Employer Standard. Now we're talking to BT today, and we've got Lachlan, first of all, who is now working with the global brand. Tell me a little bit about yourself. What attracted you to the job?
My background is actually in electrical engineering, so I studied a master's degree at the University of Aberdeen. I actually also went abroad to Singapore for a year, which is a fun experience, especially, you know, as a partially sighted person. But obviously I've now ended up in project management at BT. So what I'm specifically involved in is in the deployment of 5G, so making the network faster, more resilient, coordinating other people and making sure everything gets done and making sure they have everything they need to get the work done. And it's a lot of meetings and emails and keeping track of things. It's a lot of sort of reporting in it as well.
So what was the transition like then from education into employment? Because many people, whether blind or partially sighted, you know, do find that quite a challenge.
I did apply to various grad schemes during uni. Unfortunately, I had a false start with another company. And in that moment was when I spoke to the RNIB, and they were very helpful, actually. And one of the options that RNIB posed to me was they said they were working with BT, who are looking to hire someone who was blind or partially sighted. And that just so happened to be a project manager role. So I went for it and I got the jobs. I'm now here.
Excellent. A happy ending to that story. Yeah. We have Alan and we have Talal with us from BT as well. Alan, you are Lachlan's line manager. So yes. Tell us about Lachlan himself, about his job, and you know, what have you guys done to make that transition for him easier?
Yeah, so I'm a manager within network services within BT. So I manage a team of project managers who kind of deliver end-to-end technology changes across BT network. A large part of our role is relationship management and working with large teams, I guess, across UK and the globe. And the majority of our working activity is done via either face-to-face workshops or virtual meetings over Teams. And also, we tend to make use of a lot of the Microsoft products, so kind of Excel, plans, etc. As a team, we went through and kind of questioned or challenged ourselves in the roles we had and the people that could do these roles, and realized that we could open up vacancies to a wider audience, and hence reached out to the RNIB. And Lachlan, during the interview, came across as, you know, energetic, honest, and a real desire to learn. I would say he's like a sponge when it comes to learning new things and technology, and he's constantly pushing himself outside of his comfort zone. In terms of workplace adjustments, Lachlan really leads us on what we do in terms of adjustments required. We discussed what types of adjustments we'd need to make. And we started off with a large screen. And BT operate a flexible work policy where you spend 3 days in the office and 2 days at home. So we made sure that those 3 days Lachlan's in the office, we have a dedicated fixed desk that's always there for Lachlan to use. So he has that large monitor and his keyboard and mouse, etc. The only other adjustment I can think of, because we haven't had to make many, would be a slight difference in the way that we have some of our meetings. So I'll give an example. When we have a team meeting, we would tend to have a large screen in the corner where I'll share slides with the team. Lachlan would bring along his laptop and we'll dial Lachlan in. He's still in the room with us, but he's got his laptop with him so he can view the slides more easily on his screen.
So Lachlan, fair to say that your technology, it's the area you work in, but the technology is obviously playing a part in making your job and your participation more accessible.
Yeah, I would say so. So I would say, for perspective from those listening, I can't drive. I don't use a guide dog or a cane. I do make my way into work each morning. So I've got that sort of level of eyesight. And so it has definitely been very accessible for me just with the larger screen. And the other thing that I do with it is increase the scaling, so you can increase the text size, and that has helped me get by. It is easy to make the software that we use accessible, and I think that someone could have substantially worse eyesight than me, and they might need a few more adjustments, but I think that it would be just as accessible for them.
Also joining us from BT, we have Talal. A real desire then from BT when it comes to diversification of its employees. You know, we're looking at disability and sight loss here, but you know, even from talking with Lachlan and talking with Alan, you know, there's a real desire to bring in more people and to put things in place to help them do the job just as good as anyone else.
BT has a real commitment, a real drive and desire to become a much more inclusive and representative employer. What's been highlighted, you know, the relationship with Lachlan and Alan here is that, you know, as long as you have the mindset, that open mindset to remove the societal barriers that, you know, is in front of disabled colleagues in particular, then absolutely disabled colleagues and colleagues who are potentially partially sighted or with any sort of sight loss can do many different jobs here at the BT Group. And I think that mindset is integral to ensuring that we have greater representation from our disabled population. And also it's really important in terms of wider inclusion as well, because without that, the sense is we might be selling a story that isn't quite true here in BT Group, but we want to make sure that people can absolutely perform to their strengths.
And BT has achieved RNIB's Visibly Better Employer Standard, which is fantastic. Congratulations on that. But I suppose, Neil, that doesn't just go for bringing in new employees. Are you looking at the whole employee journey as well? So, you know, progression through the company as well, opportunities to move up the ladder, really embedding inclusion everywhere.
I think the Visibly Better accreditation is a really critical achievement, is a real key milestone in what we're looking to do. But we know there's more work that needs to be done in order to embed that level of inclusion to ensure that everyone feels that they have a place here in BT Group. I think having that there is obviously something that will attract more colleagues, especially from the disability community, in order to apply for those roles. But we need to make sure that we take a whole systems approach around diversity and inclusion to ensure that the great behaviours that we see from our Alan and Lachlan can be applied across our group. One of the things that we're actually doing in BT Group is actually we're on the cusp of revising our workplace adjustments process. So we've brought in, you know, a new supplier to ensure that we have best in class service when it comes to not only the technology, whether that be assistive software, but also the right type of equipment to ensure that people have the right adjustments at the right time. And accessibility is absolutely fundamental and key in terms of what we're looking to do and what we aspire to be within BT Group. We hope it will be a painless road, but with any sort of change and transformation, there will always be bumps across that road. And I think the continuous improvement philosophy that we're adopting here in BT Group, I think, will be fundamental to ensure that that journey does become accessible as possible for people requiring workplace adjustments, regardless of where they are in a country and regardless of whatever role they do here in BT Group.
Alan, you talked about, you know, that desire to bring in people from different backgrounds and be more inclusive, more diverse. But, you know, a lot of that is attitudinal, isn't it? From, you know, from the top down, from colleagues to, you know, the hired people that do the hiring and so on. So that attitudinal change really has to be there. But you guys obviously have that because you have the desire to bring in more people.
100%, yes. By doing that, it's given us access to a wider pool of talent. And just to pick up on what you said about visibly better, I think it's really important to show that BT are an inclusive employer for people with sight loss. You know, it means people that want to apply for a job now at BT can be sure that the recruitment process is fair and inclusive. And let's be honest, if we hadn't reached out to RNIB, Lachlan probably wouldn't be sat here right now. So for me, it's extremely important and really good news that BT has achieved that Visibly Better accreditation.
Just before we finish up, what does it mean to you then to, you know, you've gone through sort of education, you've had some problems in the past with employers, but here you are, you know, you're in a job that you obviously love doing, you're with a big company. What does it mean to you on a sort of personal level?
Well, I think I'm very happy to have found a place to settle down, I suppose. I feel like I'm in safe hands. I think that's the main thing. And because it's such a big company, I feel like there's a lot of places that I potentially could go. So I feel like there's a lot of paths that I could potentially take in the future. It's a good location, it's a good office, and I'm just very glad to have had this opportunity.
Well, congratulations again on the job, Lachlan, and also to Alan and Talal. Thank you guys for joining us. Congratulations on achieving RNIB's Visibly Better Employer Standard. And thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'd also like to say a big thank you to the players of the People's Postcode Lottery for all their support.